Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have the lovely Hannah Griffiths. Good afternoon, Hannah.
Hello, everybody.
How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
You've recovered from your activities this morning.
I have, thanks, yes. Well, I might need a lie down later.
I think you would, yes.
So, you're from the Minster?
I am, Community Engagement Coordinator at the Minster.
Which is that massive great church in the middle of Newport.
Yes.
And it's we mentioned last time it's recently been hugely upgraded.
Absolutely, yeah. All fit for the for this century, hopefully.
With proper heating and everything.
And toilets.
Yes. Yeah, we won't go into that story.
Yeah, no,
a long one,
again,
but
no,
the
no.
Toilets were a bit sparse.
A little.
In its pre-upgrade days.
Yes, but we get very high marks on our toilets these days.
Well, oh, that's good. Yes. So, what's been happening? What's going on?
Well, a big thank you from me, actually, to start with, for everybody who came out for Newport Heritage Day on Saturday.
Apparently it was hugely successful.
Hugely successful, yeah. So we had, the Minster was open and there were other places around Newport, and obviously the car show on the quay and the Masonic Club was open and 64 High Street and guided tours at St. John's Church and lots of things. So, yeah, very busy day for us on Saturday. Really lovely to have so many people just coming in and exploring the space and seeing what we've done and talking about what we can do with it.
Good.
That's nice,
good.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So did you have your little cafe open?
We did have our little cafe open, yes. We did a roaring trade in toasted sandwiches on Saturday.
Well, the weather was horrible, wasn't it?
It was a bit of a cheese toasty kind of day.
Think, yeah,
it was.
You pitched that spot on, didn't you? So now, just to fill people in, the pews have gone.
Correct.
But obviously there's plenty of seating for your actual service here.
Oh, yes, we're not lacking in chairs. I think
we've got to stand up for it.
327 of them, I think. Yes.
That's a very particular
stood
number.
Stood there and counted them the other day.
Yeah, it's when you've had to take them all out and put them all back numerous times. I'm on first
one,
name terms
two,
with the chairs.
Three.
Yes.
Okay. So that means that the interior is used for all kinds of functions.
That's right. It can be fully, it's a fully accessible space now. So if we wanted to do something with people who've got sort of physical accessibility needs, we've got room for scooters and wheelchairs and of all sizes, natures and descriptions. Or if we wanted to do something where, for example, we had a whole load of school children, we could take out the seats and they could all sit on the floor like you might do in the, you know, school hall.
Yeah.
We can set it up like we had on Saturday where we've got space for exhibitors. So we have people like the Isle of Wight Council Archaeology Team and the Finds Liaison Officer and Isle of Wight Family History and Commonwealth War Graves and Unity Hall, who all came and had tables and stalls. We can set it out for a Christmas market, which is sort of on the cards for...
It's not long till Christmas.
Day of Christmas. I hate to say the Christmas word in September.
Well, you've got to get booked in now.
Absolutely. So, yeah, so we're looking for, you know, if anyone fancies joining us.
Yes.
My colleague John is always looking for stall holders for this sort of thing.
So you could hire it for private function, should you wish.
Absolutely, yes. So we've been having a chat with a couple of groups on the island who might want to hold things like conferences there or all day, you know, long meetings with presentations.
Excellent.
So... have you had any adverse reactions to the revamp of the Minster?
Yeah, I mean, one or two. I would say that most people, when you explain why you've done it, which is, you know, we did only have one really horrible toilet, the floor was collapsing, so we had to take the floor up.
And it was freezing.
And it was cold, and quite damp in places as well.
Yes.
And I think that actually... once you say, look, we want to make it a building that everyone can use, and to do that, you have to do all these things.
Yes.
And they quite often will turn around and say, I understand that, but I really think you should have pews.
Yeah.
And actually, do you know what? That's fine.
Yeah.
There are plenty of people who would associate that with a church, and I totally understand that. And I suppose if we'd come, you know, and walked into that new church in 1857, we'd have gone, oh, I kind of missed the, you know, medieval galleries and these bits from it.
Yeah.
So I'm sure every generation who's worked on the building has, you know, adapted it to fit with the times.
Absolutely. I just wondered.
And of course, a building that size has to be viable.
Of course it does.
In this economic climate. So just using it for a couple of hours on a Sunday isn't going to work.
Yeah, she has to pay for herself now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And... using it for other functions, whether they be Christian-based functions or not, is the way to go.
Absolutely. You know, the more hours we can get people in that space doing something wonderful for the community, or, you know, we're talking about working with Isle of Wight Youth Trust for a project with them, you know, getting people into that space, using that space, whether it's for, you know, a youth alpha course, which we've got starting this week, sort of the church side of the work, yeah. or it might be a bereavement group, or it might be a knit and natter group, or, you know, or it might be G4 in concert. You know, all these things mean that that space is being used. We've got to heat it, whether there's people in there or not. So we may as well, you know, have people. Yeah, that's what it's designed for.
Absolutely.
So what have you got coming up in the next little while then?
Next little while. So we're open this Saturday for Hampshire and Isle of Wight Churches Trust. They do a fundraiser every year called Ride and Stride,
right.
where people walk or ride between churches for sponsorship.
Right.
Okay. So we're open during the day for that. And in the evening, we have the Rotary Club are bringing the Cowbridge Male Voice Choir on the 14th. So they're coming along that week. Then the following week, we have the Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
So we've got three people coming on Saturday, including a jazz brunch. So you can come and have a nice brunch with us in the cafe. And then on Sunday, we've got a jazz Eucharist. So if people fancy coming along and enjoying a Sunday service with a bit more funk than normal.
That's interesting. Yeah. That's interesting. Because you have a mental image of a Eucharist service. I'm not CV, but you know what I mean.
I do.
And it's got this kind of slightly staid feel about it. And then you think, hang on, I'm going to do that with jazz. That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done it. We've done it at the Minster before, in the before time. So, yeah, they were very keen to come back and do that. So that is the following Sunday, I think it's the 22nd. And then we've got another act playing on Sunday evening as well. Mm. And then the following week, which I think is the 5th of October, we've got the Medina Community Choir, who sang earlier on in the summer, and they're bringing with them the Bournemouth Community Orchestra, who are going to do a piece for that.
Oh, wow.
And then we've got a bit more of a settled few weeks before we then start on to the ramping up for Christmas.
Yes, it's not long, is it?
Christmas fairs and things, no doubt, coming up.
Yeah. And we're doing festive cheer again this year with Newport Business Association. So that's a day of music around Newport in all kinds of different places.
Nice.
Sounds superb.
Yeah.
So have you had many visitors since the revamp? Do you know?
We've not done our August figures just yet. We're still tying everything up. But we opened on the 1st of May. So May, June and July, we've had 7,000 people through the doors.
That's brilliant.
So, yeah, that's, if we manage to keep on target, we're looking at about 30,000 over a year.
Well, that's superb. It's nice to know that people are coming in, because it could just sit there, couldn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, I think a lot of it is people want to come in and have a little nosy and see what they've done, which, you know, I can totally understand.
Yeah.
But also we're getting people who come for coffee couple of times a week, bring their friends in. We've got a group of mums who come and have coffee with us, and we do our free Friday cafe as well on a Friday, so all our drinks are just donations, and you get some biscuits, and we've got quite a few people who come along to do that.
Excellent.
Do you do cake?
Not on a Friday, every other day we do.
Don't tell Kitty, they've got cake.
Cake, yeah, she'll
be there.
That sounds really good. So how do people find out more about, if they want to hire it, or if they want to find out more about what's going on?
Can find us online, so newportminster.org, and that's got all the whole contact us thing. You can pop into the Minster every morning. We're open 10 till 1, so there's one of myself or one of my colleagues in there to have a chat with, or old fashioned, give us a call, 821 961.
Excellent. Newportminster.org, 821 961, that will get you there. Book it, use it, or lose it, as they say.
Absolutely.
You're going to lose it.
No,
because it's quite big, you can't miss it.
No, but what I mean is it's got to earn money.
I know, of course
it's got to pay for itself.
Yeah.
And if you don't help out by going to sue some of the things that are on there, then they're going to be struggling. So let's hope it all works out.
Will there be a carol concert or something similar?
There will be. There may even be more than one.
Ooh, yes,
that'll be good. But I think I'll pop back in another few months' time,
yes,
and we can have
do.
A chat with about that again.
Yeah,
can't we?
Yeah, we can indeed. Yes,
but it's nice to get these things under your belt and people know about.
Yes,
them,
we'll start getting the adverts out, I think, beginning of October.
Okay.
Yeah, come on,
that's
talk to us.
That's not long, is it?
Come and talk to us, and we'll sort, make sure that gets plenty of airtime.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
No, it's
a
pleasure.
We'll see you again in a couple of months' time.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.